The latest drive down dock design does away with an earlier plan to use dredging material from North Harbor to extend the industrial fill area adjacent to South Harbor. Harbormaster Glo Wolin told the City Council Monday that plan was problematic for several reasons, including a potential lack of funding for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to do the dredging work.
You know, I'm here to say that I don't know unless the President and the federal government can get their budget in figured out if the Corps is going to get funded even this year.
And Petersbury has to use more than half of the state funding it's secured for the drive down dock project by 2014. So, according to Wolin, the Harbor Board asked the engineering firm of Paratovich, Nottingham & Drage to come up with new options, and the board settled on Concept 5A. Wolin said it would extend the fill area out by about 1.4 acres. That staging area would lead to a 30 by 180-foot pile-supported approach dock, which would be about 10 feet wider than the approach dock for the city's existing crane at South Harbor.
So pretty good maneuvering. You know, we're used to doing it on a 19-foot approach. Hopefully 30 will be that much better. And then connecting to a heavy-duty transfer bridge. If any of you have been to Juneau, this is roughly what they have in the Auk Bay. Drive down is the 17 by 40, 140 foot transfer bridge down to 64 by 180 foot float, which you will then be able to tie a boat up and get a vehicle down right next to it.
The facility is aimed at making it a lot easier for commercial fishing boats, small cruise ships, and other vessels to load and unload gear and supplies. The council unanimously approved a $180,000 contract with PNND to complete the design. The city has a total of $5.2 million in state funds for the project so far. That's more than enough to construct the estimated $3 million phase one of the project, and that's the demolition of the old fuel dock at the site and construction of the staging area. The city will need to secure another $5.5 million to construct phase two, the actual drive-down ramp and dock. Phase 3 would add a sheet pile bulkhead and loading cranes at the staging area, and that would require another $5.8 million, putting the entire project's total estimated cost at just under $16.6 million. Meanwhile, the funding situation for the replacement of Petersburg's decrepit North Harbor has gotten a little more promising. Wolin told councillors that the project had ranked 5th out of 11 projects that are applying for a state harbor facility matching grant. Wolin noted that Petersburg just got on the list this year after the legislature allowed the city to use about $2.5 million in state harbor maintenance funds it already had as a local match for a grant.
We got that done. We were able to save about $500,000 in interest to apply, as well as the harbor's been living within our means, and we've saved another little pocket of money, and we were able to pad it so that we can now have our match for the complete replacement of the floats in the North Harbor.
Petersburg's looking for $3.5 million from the state to make that happen, and that will depend on how much money lawmakers put into the grant program. Wolin pointed out that over the past several years, the legislature has only funded a portion of it, and the list of projects and costs has grown substantially. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.